Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Bum, 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 bum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Monday.
Well, look who's back.
Welcome back.
I'm back. Look who's back. Baby's back. Thank you to Mason. She left us all little thank you notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like really sweet little notes.
She's a very nice lady.
She is. She's lovely. She's loverly. Joe Shasky from down the hall.
Yeah.
He goes, oh my God, on Friday, I'm leaving the building. I see this like blonde chick. It's Mason. And she had so much luggage with her. Like, 1,000 suitcases, giant pieces of luggage. I was like, where did she store all that while she was here? Like, what is he talking about?
She had one large checked bag. He's just being classic, annoying.
I get a feeling about Joe Shasky from
it was a giant suitcase, but he is there.
She's surrounded. She's like, peeing off from the top.
She needs a lot of stuff.
It's a lady.
Yeah. Like a real lady. You know, one of the ones who, like, puts on a full face of makeup and...
Exactly, has, like, a real girl.
Outfit changes.
All the right? stuff.
I always wished I was a real girl.
I mean, go back and forth.
Yeah. Just a lot of effort. It's just a lot of upkeep. Plus, you know, you might get a look and then you have to commit to it, you know?
Let me just say this because it came up last week and we talked about it. And it was a funny moment for me to sort of try and picture it. As Bob was discussing her pending nuptials. And we were talking about whether or not she'd do a bunch of makeup.
Yeah.
Which I'm using your sort of term, but it goes against branding to me. And so does so does makeup for you, too. Like, the two of you kind of work better in doing your own thing. And when you try to squeeze into the pressures of the world, it's just like,
I feel like if you're in a wedding gown, some light makeup is good. When I got married, I had this friend of mine is like, no, you gotta do your makeup. You have to do your makeup. And she's like, I'll do your makeup. And I'm like, you know what, fine, what do I know of this wedding thing? And she clowned me out, man. I look at my wedding pictures and I'm kind of bummed about them. Like, it's so not me.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of. That's exactly what I said.
Like, and I think that when Bob puts on a little bit, like she put on a little bit of makeup, like a little bit of lip color, a little bit of eye stuff, and she went and did the NFL stuff because I guess you knew you'd be on camera or whatever. I don't know why. You just wanted to look halfway. We all, you know, you think, oh, I'm doing something special. I better put on some freaking makeup. That looked fine. It was just a gentle enhancement without being like, I've got my face airbrushed on.
Exactly.
Yeah, a little bit, but don't let them go crazy on you.
Well, I don't even know if I want to hire someone because I don't trust that someone who's going to do my makeup is going to be able to do that small amount.
Right.
Someone who's used to doing wedding
makeup.
No,
they're going to be like, let me cake this on your face.
Yeah, so I might do it myself. I don't know.
I think you should do it yourself. I really felt like I remember like wiping it off and just being like, and then she's going back at me. She only had this one color, like this kind of coral color lipstick. It's in all my awful photos from my wedding.
Coral?
Ugh.
Like salmon-ish?
Yeah.
It
was not a good look. And I just really was, you know, but then I was like, who cares? He won't recognize me and he'll still marry me. It'll be fine.
Aw.
I know. Whatever.
And he did.
Yeah. So Mason. Mason is committed to makeup. Like, she is fully.
And even more so, all week I was looking at her hair. Like, I've been trying to figure out how to give myself that kind of hair that she.
She has
the
beautiful
perfect
hair.
Flippy ends.
Do you think she
straight.
Uses extensions?
I don't think so. I think she just knows how the heck to use a blow dryer, which I cannot. I mean, I can get it to blow hot air, but that's about it.
I know a couple friends who go, they only like will ever wash their hair like once a week. They just pin it up and they go get it blown out. They go to a lady who goes and.
There's a place right across the street from us. And that's all they do is blowouts.
A dry bar?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you ever need one, it's right across the street.
Ugh, I don't know.
I mean, you know, when will I need one?
I don't know.
Some people do need them. But then my girlfriend, she gets her hair done, and by, you know, she gets it done, I guess, maybe on Fridays, you know, so it looks great on the weekend and stuff. And she's like, yeah, it's pretty nasty by Thursday. And then they go, they'll shampoo, you know, she takes a regular shower, but she pins her hair up.
Yeah.
So like on Thursday, she probably washes it and then just goes over there. Maybe
they
wash it. I
tried doing my hair and not washing it, and it just it gets greasy. Yeah. I just, 30 years in, I cannot freaking figure it out.
I know. Some people just don't seem to have to wash their hair every day.
When I had really long hair,
yeah,
this has been a minute. But I did have really long hair.
Well, when I met you, your hair was down halfway down your back.
And with zero care and zero effort, it looked amazing. Like, people would come to me. Women would go, how do I get that? Like, the natural waves. It's funny because it just, I'd go surfing. I wouldn't really wash it too much. I never wanted to, you know, be, like, combing it like this, like.
Yeah.
If anything, like maybe a little fingers thing.
Get out the big knots.
A little less.
It was probably the salt water.
Some of that, for
giving
sure.
You the perfect texture, the perfect flow.
Maybe.
Easy.
But I do feel like the last thing I want to be able to do is smell my hair.
Oh, God, yeah. You don't want to stink.
And I'll go, like, I'll take the weekend off from, you know, it's up on your scalp area, not your actual hair. You know what I mean? Like, your hair down low isn't bad, but, like, you get, you know, your scalp gets greasy. But, like, on the weekends, when I win the weekend, I don't shower all weekend. I'll shower on Friday because I have that one thing I have to do. And then I just, I don't shower at all on Saturday, and I'll shower before I go into work on, I'll shower on Sunday night. And I feel like that 48-hour period is as long as I could possibly go without washing my hair.
It's nice to hear that you still want a good review on Friday after all these years. That's nice.
Yeah, I have to. We have all these jokes about, you know, because.
Watch the video. You need to watch this show on YouTube. The roll of the eyes was significant there. Yeah.
Well, listen, you men and your needs. I mean, seriously, we're old now. Can this, will this stop someday?
See, I thought you were showering after that.
Oh, no.
That's what I do.
Oh, no.
You wait until after?
I would love a before and an after,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. No, yes. Yep. Yeah. Quick rinse off afterward, because that stuff gets everywhere. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. I just don't. I don't want any.
Nope.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm.
I like to. And not just because I want to be clean, but I would like him to also be clean. Like, let's all be clean. Then let's do all the stuff.
That comes with age.
Get
I think
dirty.
That when I
know
I
when you're
young,
a kid, you throw down.
I
what?
Was so well, happy to just be like, I'm not showering. I'm wearing you all day. But now I can't.
Yeah.
That's got, but I used to wear boxers and would be flopping all over. Now I need to be like kind of kept.
Mm.
You change with age.
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
Yeah, it's true. So when does this whole thing end? When's the change going to happen? Like, when will the, you know.
Oh, he's not going to stop wanting to. No.
I think
to
at
do
like
it.
80.
80?
Yeah.
Jesus, I'll be so old. Like, I'm already pretty crickety. Like,
no, you're not.
My knees are giving out. Like, everything's breaking down.
Your knees are fine.
My old man's 90. He still flirts. And, like, I think if someone wanted to break him off some, he would try.
Oh, boy.
I think if you start to lose that area, which probably happens to a percentage of men, then they start to go, well, I hope she's not going to wonder what's wrong, because I don't want to have to say. Doesn't seem to
want
to.
Yeah. I want to, but it doesn't seem to want to. I think it might have died.
I don't. All it right. Still works. I'm still able to evacuate one, but I can't seem
to. It only works really as a hose, and that's
can't
it. It's not.
Lift
a,
it anymore at all.
That's why you get the little blue pill.
Well, sure. I'm just saying, I can imagine that's when men start to. They might even get like embarrassed and kind of quiet about it. Like,
sure. I'm sure.
Oh, I just seem busy today.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed our whatever time, 4 o'clock.
Well, I will say that if he stopped hounding me for it, I would be like, what is wrong? And
which of
is
course
it permanent? You know, I'd have some questions. How long do you expect this to last?
is it permanent? Can I stop taking care of myself completely? Is
that what exactly. You're- right. No, I because I know it's going to happen on Fridays or Saturdays, depending on whatever's going on, but it's definitely happening over the weekend. And I know that he doesn't want to have to hound me for it, so I will instigate.
That's nice of you.
I have a whole thing where I'm just like, oh my God, I just want you so much.
That's really nice of you, too.
Please get all those clothes out of my way. Thank you, Bob.
You're a good example for the world.
Thanks. Okay, so I did listen to the show last week, not the whole thing. So I've got some stories. I'll do some headlines. I will see. Just tell me, like, nope, we've already done that.
I think we're good. Do whatever you want.
Okay.
We're good.
There is more Taylor, Frankie, Paul, but I will keep it really brief.
That lady climbed in my life last week and never left, and
she
still
is
lives
sitting
there
on our heads.
Like, I cannot believe the stories keep coming out. She's still alive, which is good news.
Yeah. So I just have a little update on her. There's not a whole lot more. I mean, you know that the Bachelorette got canceled.
Yeah, they pulled it, and we speculated when we first heard, like, they can't air it.
How can they air that?
And then, you know, then it seemed like they weren't doing anything, and then the video comes out, which he did that, right? That's him?
Yes.
That's a boyfriend going, because they keep saying, sources or a leak.
Yep. Yeah. It was definitely him.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that video?
Yeah. Well, I watched it. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I was trying to explain it, and I know you're going to do this story, but I was trying to explain it to these guys, but watching it. And now we hear she was drunk, so maybe that's why. But she seemed like setting about the business of harming him without really screaming or flailing. Like, she kind of walked very businesslike to the chair and hucked it and then was climbing on him, like trying to choke him out. But she wasn't making noise.
The video come from?
He took it.
So his phone was just going?
I guess.
Supposedly, the rumors are that he started this video right after he let her out of the garage. He'd locked her in the garage for a few hours in the winter in Utah. And so then this was her reaction. But of course, the video doesn't have that.
Well, yeah. It was strange.
That's also not good, but it sounds like she is a mess.
They're both a mess.
Oh, takes two to tango.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I watched the season of the show last week. It just came out like a week ago.
Oh, and the newest season of the...
of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. We're talking about Taylor, Frankie, Paul. And they both are complicit in this toxic cycle that they seem to love and be addicted to. It's really, really sad.
There are some people.
Well, she torpedoed her...
Yeah, she did.
I mean, if reality TV is a career, she torpedoed it. Because who can touch her?
Nobody.
Or if someone does, they have to go into it knowing... ABC has already lost whatever they lost. 20 million?
Oh, God, who knows? Maybe more. They've spent the money to make the show, and then I'm sure there were advertisers and everything else. And
I saw that they're going to, in place of The Bachelorette, they're going to play reruns of American Idol. That sucks.
Uh-oh.
That sucks.
I did see one of the promo pieces for her. Instead of Mormon, it said More Men. And I just laughed, like, boy, they were having fun with this up until they weren't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kerplooey.
Yeah.
She'll come back. I guarantee you. There'll be some kind of comeback, and they will air
away.
That Bachelorette at some point.
Oh, my God.
It'll be like the lost season of The Bachelorette. They'll make a big deal about it. They'll sell it out.
Truthfully, it would have been huge. I would have watched that.
I was going to watch it, and I haven't watched that show in 7 years.
Yeah.
So I understand why they made the choice. But
well, maybe something happens that gives them the out and they can air it.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I heard it's not very interesting anyway. I mean, and obviously she doesn't find love.
Right.
But she might beat some people up. So that's good news. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Will be back after this with some Chuck Norris jokes. And I'm serving up some headlines.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.